guys, how did it land? Like the back, because you know roasts are a different type of event. Like you got to go into it with the right attitude, or if not, feelings get hurt, and it's not funny. How did it land with Georgia fans? How did it land with Miami fans? How did it land with Florida fans? Because he made some stuff there, and Duke fans and with each other. But personally, like, how do you think it landed?
I think it landed great, and I think some of this is Lane Kiffin kind of desensitizing some of this. Because last year, it was essentially Lane Kiffin saying, look, I've lost all this weight, and I do hot yoga. And it's like, hey, Kirby, you still eat a lot of carbs, don't you? Like, it's that kind of, like, joking. And Kirby, like, leaned into it. Like, if you remember, McAfee takes a shirt off on game day, and then Lane Kiffin takes a shirt off on game day. And Kirby's like, I don't care what you say. I don't care about peer pressure. That ain't me. Not happening. Like, that was kind of the joke on there. But, like, Kirby took that in stride. The thing that he has in his arsenal, Mickey, is that he always can refer back to rings at this point, because so few coaches have those.
Right.
But like, you know, when he's like, I'm not comfortable with Ellis Robinson sitting so close to Mario Cristobal, because NIL right now, I still need Ellis for one more year. Like, yeah, that's a pretty good joke.
It's a great joke.
2026.
It's a great joke. What is this event? I didn't even know anything about this Spurrier Awards thing. Apparently, it's like the fifth or sixth one. Fifth one. What is this? I didn't even know they had this thing down there in Gainesville.
Yeah, it's to honor some young coaches, and then players get invited. So there's a variety of different awards that happen there. But it's a committee. You know, one of our local beat writers, he's with Dog Nation, Mike Griffith. He's a part of like the center of this in terms of just like getting it organized. I think anything. Now, I guess we should acknowledge, because this happened at the Steve Spurrier Awards, is part of this tenor, because a lot of times award shows are stodgy and kind of stupid and not entertaining. But the fact that it's Spurrier, who's kind of the godfather of this whole mentality of, you know, he had some of the best one-liners in history. Like, you know, you want to play Georgia in the first couple games of the season because you know they're going to have you guys suspended. That's
right.
Great.
Right.
That's fantastic. You know, you can't spell UT you can't spell citrus without UT.
Yes.
I mean, it's
Freeze University.
I've always thought we needed the Spurriers. We needed the Les Miles before he was lecherous, or before we knew about him being lecherous, I suppose. Even Brett Bielema had a little bit of that in there. And a lot of times SEC coaches are intentionally boring, and that is not why I like the sport.
Well, the other part of just the irony of it, Philip Fulmer won the Legend Coach Award, and you know they had that long hated rivalry with each other. And then Dan Mullen is the first year Coach of the Year award winner this year, and he's coming back to Gainesville. Like there had to be some, I don't know, swallowing of egos. I guess we get older and we swallow some of those or put those kind of things behind us, maybe. To make it
a
good
event?
Think
you kind of look back wistfully on just the times you had. And, you know, you can be friendly for a night. You don't have to go see each other the next day. I think that happens a lot in coaching. I mean, look, I'm very close to Jim Donnan. I talk to him all the time. And, I mean, he has some legendary stories of just interactions with all these coaches from the 80s and the 90s. And like, I can tell you some that he enjoyed and some of them that he didn't enjoy. Like, he always enjoyed Barry Switzer, for sure. But I promise you there are some people out there that didn't, not with his personality.
Oh, I spent some time when Coach Ford and Barry Switzer faced off against each other and their staffs, they did not like each other. They recruited against each other. Matter of fact, Tim Worley came down to Oklahoma, Clemson, and Georgia. Ended up going to Georgia. There was some bad blood through Switzers. And I know, obviously, Coach Donald was on that staff, too, or some of those staffs, too. That's good stuff. Hey, let me switch gears. Georgia, when we talked – the last few weeks, it seems this roller coaster deal now. Georgia in the net is back up, currently 33rd, seemingly squarely in, because when their backs are against the wall, they go to Rupp and get a win. And I thought another one to validate that. It's probably the best way to say it. They validated the Kentucky win by beating a good Texas team at home last week.
Yeah, those two together feel like Georgia's squarely back in the tournament, and it would take a catastrophe to kind of back out of the tournament. The only problem with that is we've kind of seen that catastrophe set of games from Georgia.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of still in the back of minds of Georgia fans, I think, of, you know, this is not going to be a sure thing until it's a sure thing. This is as close to a sure thing as Georgia tends to get to in the tournament. They would have to have some pretty bad losses to teams that aren't as good. You know, we were talking last week, and I said they had to win two of three to be comfortably in between – Texas, Vandy, Alabama, and then they won the first one. And so that feels like it takes a lot of pressure off of Georgia. Now, if they lost out, I think they'd have work to do in the SEC tournament. But at the way they're playing right now, with Jeremiah coming back, with Santos Arreal, I mean, he's on the floor half the time because he always gets pushed down and looks at refs and all that stuff. But it seems like they are finding a groove, and lately they've been shooting better. That's the main thing, Mickey, it's not that complicated, is it? If you don't turn the ball over and you shoot it pretty well, you tend to win basketball games.
Yeah, in sports media, though, we try to overcomplicate everything, overanalyze everything. I've mentioned this many times. I think that women are the best sports fans and men are the best when it comes to fashion or shopping, because men overcomplicate sports and women overcomplicate fashion. And so if we could switch those roles, you know, like I'd put on tennis shoes and khaki pants and a shirt. I don't have to accessorize all that. But the other part of it is women are great sports fans. Who won, who lost, why they win, why they lose. Not all the other stuff we do there. With that said, what's at stake now at Vanderbilt coming up tonight? Big one in Nashville, and then South Carolina at home. The Alabama game home becomes pretty interesting. But you got some winnable games with South Carolina and Mississippi State to round out these last 2 weeks of the season.
Should I assume that your fashion is just like mine, that we dress like golfers every day?
Well, when I want to look, to me, dress up a golfer, I always do this. I come home from playing golf, and I'll tell my wife, I got to get out of this monkey suit, because then I'll go put on pajama pants or a hat and a hoodie to walk around this time of year at least. Oh, it's not complicated, buddy. It's the same stuff.
I can tell you from my television career, people used to always wonder, are they just wearing gym shorts under the desk? Absolutely. That's exactly what I did.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, when I do laundry, what's crazy is, like, my wife will do – we do laundry, like, 3 days a week now. And her pile will be pretty big. Our kids' pile will be crazy. We have a lot of towels, man. We take all kinds of showers. But you look at my little pile, man, it's pretty simple. It's, like, the same two or three shirts, the same two or three pair of pants. So, as I got older in life – turning in my dad through some of that stuff.
I mean, my wardrobe is fueled by Costco. Like, Kirkland is my favorite clothing brand.
Oh, yes.
So we're doing great there. You asked me about Vandy and Alabama. I think the Vanderbilt game will be tough for Georgia. I don't expect that to be a win. I think Alabama's much more gettable right now. And Georgia could win Vandy. I'm not trying to poo-poo that, but in recent form, I think Vandy needs to pick it up a little bit, too. Though, you know, Mickey, you've been on this even probably before I was this season. I look around the SEC, and I'm like, there's nothing in this conference that's competing with what I saw from Duke last night. If Duke is playing of that form, or, you know, any of these, if Kansas is a, you know, kind of a mess right now, but, like, if they get their act together and want to play together, that's a team that I don't see the SEC making too much of a dent in the tournament. It would take a bit of a miracle run that I don't think informed prognosticators could predict right now.
Yeah, and it feels different. We talked about it before. Florida is one of those that can play with Duke and Michigan and maybe UConn or Iowa State or some of those teams. Can Alabama or Arkansas? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think Tennessee has enough offense. I don't know. I don't see that happen.
I suppose that's the encouraging part about Georgia, is that on Georgia's best day, do they get blown out by a Duke? And I don't know if it's a blowout. I'm saying, if Georgia protects the ball, they shoot pretty well, they get a couple rebounds, I think they make it dramatic late in the game against a lot of teams. Now, that version of Georgia doesn't show up every game. And that version of Georgia, like, Georgia could also get beaten by 40 by some of these teams. But that's a better spot to be in for Georgia basketball than we're accustomed to seeing, because there's a lot of times that we've chatted, Mickey, that it's baseball season now, and basketball is just finishing up.
Yep. Well, and that's not been the case the last couple of years in the SEC. I'm going to leave you with one final question. We talked a lot about elite on the show the last two shows. You know, Kirby always made the statement, either you're elite or you're not. SEC basketball coaches right now. Golden's elite, in my opinion. National champion, what he does, how he does. I think he's elite. In 2026, who else is elite in this league?
I would have told you before the season that Nate Oates was elite, but I think some of the decisions he's made with personnel this season are very questionable, just about how you protect your team and put them in the best position to win and be eligible. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, NBA teams were beginning to look at Oates as someone of, should we bring him up and get him in NBA? You know, he was kind of on the Billy Donovan track a little bit, and I think that's probably gone off the rails this season.
Totally agree with that one. What's up, UGASports.com? What's coming up? What's going? How can people tune in? It'd be a spring practice in college baseball. And you know what? I'm embarrassed to say. I know Georgia lost one. Baseball off to a decent start so far?
Yeah, baseball's off to a good start. I mean, you know how it is. Schedule's not the strongest thing this time of year, and coaches are having some, like, fake outrage to try to motivate their players.
Yeah, what was that about, by the way? What was he talking about, fans? Was he talking about media or player? What was that rant about?
It was more about media and how they have discussed the team. And I'm like, media's not, like, really honed in on this team yet. So slow down, Wes. He was trying to send a message to his players. So it was some fake outrage to get them to try to have a bit more focus. We can get into that, like, more next week.
But, let's do that.
Overall, UGASports.com, NFL Combine this week. If people haven't followed, Monroe Freeling, South Carolina native, looks like a surefire lock first-round pick. NFL's going to fall in love with him and his long arms. We detailed him and then all the other, there were nine more Georgia Bulldogs at the NFL Combine that's on UGA Sports Live that published yesterday.
How about that? In this world today, by the way, we all have fake outrage. Everything's fake outrage. And a 72-hour fake outrage cycle. Georgia baseball did not get that. They probably got short of that probably like 24 to 36 hours. So
I can't believe you said that. That's so ridiculous that you would say a crazy statement at the end of our call like that.
True story. I saw this on Twitter. I know we got to go. I saw this on Twitter the other day. A Georgia fan, Gunnar Stockton, met with Trump or did something, whatever. And I saw this Georgia fan say, I've been a Georgia Bulldog season ticket holder for 43 years, but I'll never go again because Gunnar Stockton. And I was like, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. You're so brainwashed by politics nowadays on either side that you're give up the thing you love in Georgia football? Like, really? Come on, man.
If that's the case, you didn't love the football
game. I know. That's what I'm saying. I know. Great point. Hey, we always love it. Tell the girls hello. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Dane Young, UGASports.com. Yeah, I'm so outraged. I'll never go again. Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever. You had a great text earlier in the show. From a Georgia native, oh, by the way, Zach in the 706 said, went to Patterson Tax Service on February the 13th. Marty handled my business, taxes for my wife and I, and my daughters are done in a half an hour. Awesome service, great staff. Some of the nickels hit the bank account this morning with my refund. Can't recommend a company anymore. Drove an hour and a half each way, worth every minute. Zach in Georgia, I love you. I love the text. I can't believe you said it. That's great. I'm glad it went well for you. I'm glad you made the drive. Thanks for doing that. Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. We'll talk. Jacob Bridgman went on the PGA Tour with Andrew Oliphant right after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium wadded chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The What A Deal. Now at What A Burger. For a limited time at participating locations, download the app.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're gonna inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
When it comes to Clemson gear, there's one place that sets the standard, the Tiger Sports Shop. From classic everyday essentials to the latest seasonal must-haves, we've got everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, and tees, you name it, we've got it. Men's, women's, kids, headwear, gifts, you name it, we've got it. Shop either our two convenient locations or online at tigersports.com. Tiger Sports Shop, Clemson pride every day, every season.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where your journey starts strong.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Why is everyone talking about peptides lately? Because they work. Guys, peptides are changing the game for fat loss, muscle recovery, better sleep, faster healing, and feeling younger without blowing up your hormones. If you're tired of guessing, come to Lowcountry Mail and find out what actually works. Doctor prescribed and compounded right here in the USA, not that sketchy foreign internet garbage. For over 10 years, our providers have helped men get stronger, leaner, and back in control. Stop wasting time and start seeing results at lowcountrymail.com. That's lowcountrymail.com.
Looking for a dentist that's easy to get to no matter where you live in the upstate? Ace Smiles at the Clemson Dental Implant Center is conveniently located in Liberty, just minutes from Clemson, Easley, Pickens, and Seneca. Right off the main routes you already travel to work, school, and running errands. Book your routine exam or advanced dental care appointment today at ace-smiles.com. That's ace-smiles.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Filer Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
It went straight down the middle. Then it started
all right,
to
Bing Crosby. I got it. I love it. Introducing Andrew Oliphant. We'll do that here in a second. Let me tell you about our great friends at American Door Masters. Two friends of mine have used them in the last 2 months and both say five stars. They had service and repair. I know that you got moving parts on anything, Mike. You know there's some construction too. Like, boy, springs break, and cables break, and tracks break, and panels break, and motors break, and remotes break. For some reason, I wish American Door Masters could do my Apple TV remotes, because we just go through those like butter at my house, man. Well, I think we're on our fourth or fifth Apple TV remote now. We lose them, we step on them, the battery goes bad, the plug-in goes bad. They can't do that. But if our garage doors ever go bad, well, no. American Door Masters, 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075. To our guest lines, talking some PGA Tour golf and a local winner this past week on the tour. Andrew Oliphant joins us from the Director of Instruction down at Katiche in Hartwell, Georgia. Good morning, Andrew. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
All right. A guy that has played Katiche many times. The reason I know this is that he called me when I was a member there for years ago, and Jacob Bridgman would text when during COVID and looking for a place to play and wonder if we could get him on at Katiche. And I'll tell you something about Jacob. It only happened about three times that we set him up down there, and they went and played and had great rounds and all that. But every single time after he would play, he would text me or call me back and say, "Mr. Plyler, thank you so much," whatever, blah, blah. But he was very, very a classy kid and thankful for all that kind of stuff. And I know he loved going down there. And I don't know what he shot, but I'm sure better than you and I, Andrew. But how about another Clemson Tiger, the eighth Clemson Tiger, winning on the PGA Tour this past weekend? A great win for Jacob.
Yeah, he made it a little bit nervy on that last hole with that 4-foot putt or so that he had to close it out and get the W. I'm sure he was super nervous over that one, and I think he'd left himself a few of those as the round goes on. But when you're in that cauldron on 18,
what happened to Andrew? Doggone, Andrew, call us back. I'm going to ask Andrew a question here now. Jacob goes and sees a guy that I met 30 years ago in Scott Hamilton. Scott is down at Cartersville Country Club in Georgia. I'm asking a question about that coming up. Anyway, I don't know what happened there, Andrew. I don't know if that's our stuff or yours.
Yeah, we were on a 3-4-foot putt on the last. luckily, Jacob hit him. we didn't, right? No, but I was so happy as a local kind of Clemson player to come through and win like that. And he had a good look at it at Pebble Beach. You know, he spoke really well after the round. You know, he had a miserable 18th hole there, but to bounce back and get.
Man, issues, just issues. Don't know what that is. You know, the Coach Backus did that to us yesterday too. I don't know if that's us or him. Hey, let's call him on another line, Mike. Do you have his number? Do you have Andrew's number?
Yeah, it worked better when we called him back.
Yeah, yeah. So answer that one there, and then tell him we'll call him back on this one. One of the things that he's working on, and I want to ask Andrew to speak to this, one of the things that he's working on with Scott Hamilton is taking off. He had too much shaft lean. As amateurs, we need more shaft lean. When I say shaft lean, that means that at impact, the hands are ahead of the club at impact, and the shaft leans forward towards the target. What that does is the dynamic loft goes down. What that means is that that comes in from a lower angle and compresses a little bit more. But he had too much of that. Andrew, I hope I got you back now. How about that?
Yeah, you've got me back.
All right. All right.
We're making putts. We're missing putts. We're holding out everywhere. So it's all good.
All right, hope so. All right, so I was just setting this thing up for you. His coach, Scott Hamilton, a guy I've known for a long time, one of the things that Jacob's working on is he had too much shaft lean. Andy O, as amateurs, we don't always have – I mean, very seldom. Do you see amateurs with too much shaft lean? It doesn't happen very often, I wouldn't think. They've worked on widening his arc a little bit more, especially with the driver, keeping his right arm a little straighter maybe, and taking some of the lean out with some of his shots. He said he controls his distance better, his trajectory is better. But do you see it with amateurs? Do you ever come across amateurs with too much shaft lean?
Only if they play in super windy conditions. You know, that used to be something with growing up. We'd see that. We had a sister course next to us that was a Lynx golf course and all good players. And, you know, you'd see them, and if they came to – I grew up on a Parkland tree-lined golf course. When they came to our golf course, they just shaft-leaned it way too much. You know, the club would get stuck in the ground a little bit because the ground was softer, and they'd flight everything too low. Ball would maybe come in and a little bit too hot on the greens. So you find that somewhat common amongst players if they play your Lynx coastal-style golf courses. We don't see it as much. I mean, you know, certainly clubs have got stronger too. Lofts of clubs have got stronger.
Right.
So we don't need to lean the shaft as forward as maybe yesteryears, but it's an interesting one.
I'm glad you mentioned the wind. My uncle, who married into our family, God bless him, because he married into a bunch of loonies like we have in our throughout our family. But he grew up on Cape Cod, and his dad owned a golf course up there, and he played in that Cape Cod wind, and he always hit it lower than everybody around here, and always played it lower. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because they're forced to in the wind. In your country, you know, the links golf, you're kind of forced to do that as well. But that's interesting. But how about the fact that with Jacob, he's found that by widening his arc and by having less shaft length, that it's more consistent. And he's probably, you know, he's playing on greens that are much firmer than ours. But talk to me about the consistency part of that, and how it's a really good work that him and Scott Hamilton have done to make that angle much more consistent, especially with the driver.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to hit the windows. You know, that they see a little square in the sky. And historically, if you look back at all the number one players, they all hit it crazy high. You know, I mean, I like that. You know, I mean, I've stood on the range watching Ernie Els when he was number one in the world. And I mean, he hits it, you know, way up there in the air. And Duval was the same, you know, at the same time. So historically, top players hit the ball much, much higher. And if they can hit that window that their eye likes, I mean, now we do it with TrackMan, right? You know, it can tell us how many feet in the air the ball's traveling. They can measure that. They can keep an eye on it week in, week out, you know, keep track of it. You know, if it drops down, they can look at what's causing it. You know, it's like, hey, you're getting too much shaft lean again. You know, let's get you wider. Let's get you hitting up on the golf ball. And, you know, that they create that blueprint that suits the player that eventually lets them win golf tournaments.
What is the advantage of the high ball?
Well, for you and I, it's to get from the wrong fairway back into the correct fairway.
Over the trees, right.
So we hit it over the tree, yeah.
Right.
I they can attack pins. You know, if a pin is tucked behind a trap, you know, they can throw it up there a mile in the air, and the ball's coming down a little bit softer, it's going to stop. So the launch angle is one thing, but the land angle is also important. You know, so if it's coming in a little steeper, it's going to stop better.
I'm looking at these scores and what this thing has looked like. And we saw it again this past week that, man, these guys are shooting 20 under par and 22 and 26 and under. And look, we're doing this at Pebble, and we're doing this at Riviera. Mm-hmm. We're doing this on some extremely difficult golf courses. And there's a lot of talk about technology now, a lot of talk about making these golf courses obsolete. But I think the average winning score on the PGA Tour right now is like 21 under par. Like, what are we doing, man? What is this? Are they playing the same game that you and I are playing? Like, well, how in the world is this happening right now?
Yeah, I scratch my head every week with that one. You know, they play golf like a video game, right?
Right.
You know, it's like they're sitting on the couch and playing, you know, a PlayStation golf. You know, that they seem to take pressure and just deal with it much better. I know certainly that the look at those golf courses at the start of the week and map out and think, well, if there's four par fives, they're all somewhat reachable. You know, if they are reachable, they're looking at birdies and eagles. And, you know, then they're looking at maybe a couple of shorter par fours, pick up my birdies there. And they're really looking at trying to make, you know, the winners will be making 8, 9, 10 birdies per round. You know, they're still making a bogey here and there, but if they limit their mistakes, then that's what we're seeing. And like you said, we're seeing it every week. You know, that they head down to PGA National this week, and really the only defense will be a little bit of the bear trap towards the end of the golf course. But, you know, if they bring up the rough, that's the only defense they've got against these guys.
It says a lot about instruction, too. And now, the way we teach is different than the way we used to teach, but we've got so much data. Do you find this out? I mentioned this a few weeks ago that about all of sports. That I think Tony Robbins said it, that we're out of the information age because we have too much data now. Now we're in the wisdom age of we got to learn what to do with all the data. Can I say that pretty simply about golf right now? Like, what else? We don't need to know anything else. We're just going to need to know how to use that data. Is that a fair assessment of your industry right now?
Yeah, I love that. You know, that's That's very fair, and I think that's always been the case, right? You know, if someone can look at a screen and if there's charts, graphs, and numbers, you know, it's like it can be a maze of what we need or what we try and do with it. And there is almost too much information, you know, that a good coach is going to break that down into somewhat simplicity for the student to understand and be able to play. I mean, the golf swing lasts 3 seconds. If you've got more than one, maybe two swing keys in your game right now, that's enough. If you're overdoing that, then you've got way too much going on.
All right, tell me about Katichi. What's happening? How can you get in touch with you? Aim point, short game, full swing, a great time of year because I see 70s in the forecast.
Thank goodness. I've been cold the last few days. You know, it's been I'm not a big fan of this winter stuff, even though I've got indoor hitting studio with the net set up and TrackMan. I'm still fresh air kind of. I like the door open and hit out from the building into the fresh, clean air. But andrew@katichi.com, we've got a bunch of programs going on. Starting my new to golf, which is really nice. Again, that's players who are thinking about getting into golf and, you know, not sure how to, and we've got some programs for them too. So lots going on. We've got a big junior event at the club this weekend too. So Premier Series for Georgia Golf Association. So it'd be nice to see some of the top junior players over here playing Katichi as well.
Place to find it, andrew@katichi.com. Email them, get in touch with them. Love to help you out. Hey, we make the Florida swing. Let's talk about Bermuda grass and how the grasses are so different when we talk about the PGA Tour and reviewing it next week.
You want no shaft lean on Bermuda grass.
No bounce.
You get that thing stuck in the ground, but I look forward to it.
I do as well. Have a great week, Andy. Always appreciate it.
Thanks,
Andrew Oliphant from Katichi. A short break. We'll come back. Michael Vaughn, one open phone line segment to wrap things up here on a very busy Wednesday show. Much more right after this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec, because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwalk, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qwalk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone 3 states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process, from design, selection, installation, and even beyond. Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Did you know nearly 80% of homes are under-insulated? If your energy bills are high, your HVAC runs nonstop, or rooms feel too hot or too cold, insulation may be the problem. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, sealing air leaks, and keeping comfort where it belongs. The result? Better comfort, lower energy bills, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
It's bow time. Some classics never go out of style, like fresh egg, American cheese, and hickory smoked bacon on a made from scratch biscuit. Get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with crispy bow rounds and an iced coffee or medium drink. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, I'm sorry, it's time to go. Only 15 minutes left here in this one. And I hope you have enjoyed the show. Good stuff there, Mike. Hey, Mike, great friends at All Dry, myalldry.com, 864-863-1234, 864-863-1234. Well, of all the phone numbers we do, that one rolls off the tongue. 864-863-1234. Your local water and mold experts. I'm talking to Justin a couple of weeks ago about it, and he's saying that they're getting leads now, and people are calling in now, and we're helping folks out now. I knew this would happen. And I love hearing that, and I love hearing what people are saying about Stan. We had the text on the show not too long ago say that Stan was so good in getting guys out that afternoon to a disaster area that they had with some burst pipes and some water damage, and getting the dehumidifiers and the fans out right away, because that's part of the issue here. When it happens, the rapid response is part of the key. Knowing what to do and how to do it, but knowing how fast they can come out and help you. So when water happens, when mold might be happening, let's get this thing taken care of and let's put it behind us. Rapid response team. Locally owned right here. The when you call the number, that's not an 800 number. That's not a phone bank. You're not going to get transferred all over the place. These are local guys that – their kids playing their local teams, and you'll see them at PTAs and at churches and at functions. These are good people. Want to take care of you. 864-863-1234, your local water and mold experts. And when it does go bad, let's get it behind us. Let's take care of it. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Butch, hang on. I'm coming to you. Getting a chance to, on Sunday, the media's getting a chance to interview Brian Barnes. Brian Barnes is one of the most recent, or going to the next South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame class. And let me tell you this. I got a text from Brian about something, about Bob Seger earlier. Brian's a guy that listens in now and has been a friend for years. Let me just tell you this. When he needed a nasty out with a left-hander, in college baseball, there wasn't any better than Brian Barnes. And it wasn't just – we're talking about a guy that was never going to wow you with electric velo. But from the left-hand side, what Brian Barnes was able to do was absolutely amazing. And it was more than just the physical talent. It was a guy that knew he was going to dominate you. And so when you look in the record books, and I'll ask everybody to do it between now. We'll get Brian on the air. I need to do this. But you look in the record books, and when it comes to wins, when it comes to strikeouts, when it comes to opponent batting average, when it comes to ERA, when it comes to anything, any way you want to measure pitchers, you don't go too far down the list of Clemson pitchers than Brian Barnes. But more than just the statistical part of it, to watch him work a baseball game. to watch him set batters up. And we talked about it with Dr. McDonald earlier in the show. Elite mind. Man, the guy was a bulldog and pitched with a chip on his shoulder like you would never seen. But, boy, that was so fun to watch. And congratulations to Brian and his family. And we'll get him on the show here to talk about his South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame career. Fantastic stuff there for sure. Our Tiger Diagnostic phone lines, 654-ROAR. Butch is in with us. My man, how you doing, buddy?
My man. Mickey. What day is it, Mickey?
It's hump day. I love it, brother. Hey, I got a question for you.
Hey.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a while there that you Gamecocks dominated Clemson in baseball, and now Clemson seemed to flip the field a little bit. I think this is a good opportunity because the expectations are pretty low for South Carolina. But has the recent Clemson dominance, has it taken a little bit of shine off the star, or are you still ultra excited about the baseball series this weekend?
I'm still excited this weekend, Mickey. Like I told you a couple days ago, with that transfer portal thing, man, I mean, you only got 10 guys from last year's team there. And everybody else is brand hammer new. So, I'm excited because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
This transfer thing, man, has just got all sports kind of discombobulated, you know?
Yeah. We're down on South Carolina baseball, and then they lost a couple of games so far. But this is an opportunity now, and this team with low expectations, they got nothing to lose. If I'm a Gamecock fan, I'm thinking, you know, we win one, and we kind of hold our ground a little bit. But if we can win this series, it could kickstart you. You're going to need it because this conference is amazing once again. But if you lose the series, or if you get swept in the series, man, I wouldn't want to be Paul Minori, the next few weeks. But look, no pressure on South Carolina this weekend. All the pressure's on Clemson to do what people think they need to do.
That's right. That's right. It's like it is in football. Apparently, this time, you know,
yeah.
Clemson's got everything to lose, and South Carolina's got nothing to lose, but they got everything to do but win. You know, I don't know, Mickey. You can put another big but in there. They did beat a team that was 8-0 in baseball. Navy's 8-0.
Mm-hmm. Had to check and see. So, they did beat Navy. They beat Air Force and Navy this past week. That was good.
Yeah. One of them's undefeated.
We'll see now. But it's been a minute since this was – because this rivalry used to be they'd play in Omaha, you know, and this would top 10s. It's been a minute since we've seen that, though. Since we've seen, top elite out of both at the same time.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That it's been a minute since both of us have been that level,
right?
And you know, meeting each other there and it really being big. You know, that was fun. It used to be real fun.
It was the best.
I want to share something with you. I don't know the guy's name, but he called in this morning. Is it Red or Rhett?
Red Martin.
Red, okay. I just wanted to let Red know that I'm praying for him because in my Bible study this morning, the verse popped up about if you don't love your brother and you love God, you're a liar.
Mm.
I just wanted to let Red know I love you, brother, and I'm praying for you and your family.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And that's all I got, Mick.
Well, if that's all you got, that's good enough for me, buddy. I'm glad you had it. Hey, I always appreciate it, my friend.
Y'all have a blessed
good stuff.
Morning, man.
You too, for sure. How about that? Always getting that good grounded message, for sure. Mike, do you know the last time? Oh, I don't have the rankings up in front of me here. I was trying to find the last time that both teams were ranked. And I've got to go another route there. I'm looking on the series stuff here. Clemson's won 5 in a row in the series, and Clemson's won the series the last 2 years. South Carolina won the series in 2023, though. So
Clemson, I was going to say, what was Bakich's first year? They won the ACC. Wasn't Carolina ranked that year?
Yeah, 23. We've got to go back and find it. We'll go versus ranked teams and try to find that a little bit. We'll talk a lot about that on Friday for sure. Tomorrow, though, we're going to talk football because today is the first day of spring practice at Clemson. I think that's great. So Patrick Sapp's going to join us tomorrow, talk about the one Clemson event they've got going on. And we're going to talk to Paul Strela tomorrow. Paul will be at practice today. I can't be there today.
You're talking about former quarterback Patrick Sapp.
Who Rick Stockstill said is the toughest player to ever play at Clemson. So we'll talk that, and we'll get with Paul's impressions of the newcomers and the transfer portal guys, the freshmen and all that kind of stuff. We'll get with Paul tomorrow, talk a lot of football. And speaking of football and scrimmages, I got a note. I saw this on Facebook a few weeks ago that my good friend Lee, his father, was not doing well. And Lee sent me this morning on a text message. I wanted to mention this. He said, Mickey, my father, Bob Fromberger, passed away this past Friday. Said, my father was a South Carolina high school football official for 40 years and refereed college football for 15 years. He refereed non-state championships as well as one Shrine Bowl. Or 9 state championships, one Shrine Bowl, and was inducted into the South Carolina Football Officials Hall of Fame. He loved anything and everything of football, but his favorite thing to do was come to officiate Clemson and any Clemson scrimmages. Dad officiated scrimmages from the time Danny Ford was here until Tommy Bowden was a coach. It was it would be possible if you could mention that this morning and share that. Yeah, our thoughts and prayers out to you, Lee, and your family, and I know all of his official friends that might be listening right now. So thoughts and prayers out. And obviously had an established Hall of Fame career. So our thoughts and prayers are with you for that. I love those guys. And I'll give away one of the secrets of the show. There are, when practices and scrimmages are closed, Mike, there's a bunch of different ways to get information.
Yes, there is.
Because there's a lot of eyes that are out there. And for years, I would have a few of the officials that would call or text or email. Back before we had text, they would actually email in or whatever, call in sometimes and kind of give us a little update on what we saw and what things looked like on the field for the Tigers and so or for the Gamecocks or the Bulldogs.
Would they ring into your beeper, Mickey?
They would page me. They would fax me some of that. A lot of times you'd see high school coaches that go to those. And so we had to use officials and coaches to talk about those things. So very, very cool, no doubt. A couple of texts on our Adams Curvy text line. 0509 said, Brian Barnes was filthy. That is a great way to describe him. Brian Barnes was filthy. Texture 5697 said, I played against Brian Barnes back in high school in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. How about that? Good stuff there, too. One more quick one. A texter wants to know, because of the weather, I didn't realize this, Mike, there's a chance for rain in Columbia on Friday. Said, could they switch the games Friday and Sunday? No, that's logistically they can't do that. They might play a doubleheader. They might play at Founders Park on Saturday morning or whatever, and then Saturday afternoon at Sagra Park or whatever. But, nah, if it does get rain out on Friday, they'll still play two games in Columbia, or at least one game in Columbia. They're not, you can't. Logistically, you can't switch those around.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Too late for that.
And you remember, was it 2 years ago they actually canceled one of the games in the series?
Canceled it. Couldn't get it done. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. Harper, you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I thought it was a great show today.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the Plyler family dinner tonight. We're going with your nieces, my friends, Julia and Isabella.
Yeah.
And my only question is, whenever I come over tonight, do I call you A, Boss Man?
Nope.
B, Uncle Mick?
Nope.
Or C, Big Don?
Big Don!
As apparently Big Don. The family members of your household call you back at home. Big Don.
My little girl lately, she's 2.5, you're here until at night. Every once in a while, she'll look at me and go, hey, Mickey, what do we have to eat? And I'm like, what's that now?
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, do I just call you first day business like your 2-year-old daughter does?
No, Big Don would be good.
Big Don's good.
I like Uncle Mick.
Uncle Mick. That's what Julian Isabel's always.
He doesn't like do I do because they always pick on me. They're like, why don't you call him Uncle Mick? I'm like, well, that's not very business professional.
Well, it's not uncle there too, but no. Yeah. Big Don would suffice. I kind of like Big Don through there.
Big Don.
I got three quick things for you, Mickey. All right. Clemson soccer at Furman tonight.
Oh, the spring soccer.
Greenville Triumph soccer at Clemson on March the 7th. That's a free scrimmage for folks to get into.
All right.
And then I thought this might come up on the show today. It hit the interwebs yesterday. Virginia quarterback Chandler Morris suing the NCAA. We'll have to crank up on that one tomorrow.
He's trying to get year seven.
Yeah, year seven. I knew you'd be in favor of that.
I don't know. Seven heaven. It's a little bit too much to me. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Had the preserve at Heatherwood, 2,400 to 3,500 square foot homes right now. Elegance, beautiful design. You want to live in Clemson in a brand new home? Let Jeff Scott and Eric Newton build it for you. Find out more. NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com. NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com. Let me thank Dr. McDonald and Dr. Martin. Let me thank Dane Young and Andrew Oliphant. Harper, great job. Mike, great job. Awesome stuff there for sure. Up next to my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful Wednesday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.